days of a development camp?
No, it's a lot of fun. I think it's always nice to get in and meet the newly drafted guys and the free agents coming to try out. And you know, you get to do different off-ice activities. Obviously, it's a little different not being on the ice this week, but you know, it's nice hanging around with the group and getting in workouts and getting to work with the player development guys and the strength coaches here.
You've been at a few of these now, right?
Yeah, this is I think my third. The first year we didn't have one. Obviously, it was a busy summer for the Jets when they came over from Atlanta. But I've been to the last three, so it's definitely something that I've gotten a little more used to over the last couple of years.
Yeah. How does your comfort level compare to that first one you walked into?
Yeah, I think it was pretty nervous going into your first one. You don't really know what to expect. You obviously have heard things and. You kind of go in knowing what you're going to do, but not really how hard it's going to be or the pace of things like that. But coming here and being to a couple before, it's something that you're kind of used to, so you can go in feeling a little more confident.
You're not on the ice, but are you been asked to kind of play a leadership role off the ice and chat with guys who are in the system and people here at camp?
Yeah, I think it's kind of expected, being one of the older guys here and being through this a few times. And having been in their position in the previous years, you obviously want everyone to enjoy their experience here, and you know, you want everyone to feel comfortable. And I think it's important that we do that. You know, these could be potential teammates down the road.
You haven't been on the ice, but off the ice and all those activities. What's happened off the ice with the guys?
Well, we've done some team building stuff, some team exercises. Last night we went to cooking class at DeLuca's and had a little bit of fun, a little bit of a pizza competition. And you know, I still think it was rigged. I think my pizza should have won, but it was Nikolai's and his partner's. You know, I don't think it looked very good. But
what did you go with?
Chase and I, we had a nice stuffed crust, and then I think it was just pepperoni and bacon.
How close do you feel you are to making the Winnipeg Jets? Because you're right around the bubble to making the roster this year.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, this season helped me tremendously, you know, going on that long playoff run and having that whole year pro and playing against men. So, you know, I want to have a big summer and I want to give myself every opportunity to push for a spot this fall. And, you know, it's ultimately their decision. And, you know, I'm going to try and make that decision as hard on them as possible.
Does the summer change for you at all, knowing that you're that close and you've got the experience of pro hockey?
Well, I think you have to go into the summer, you know, approach it like every other summer, and you know, you can't really waste your time in the gym. And when you're on the ice, you want to be trying to get as much out of it as you can, and trying to improve your game as much as you can. I think you know, there's areas of my game that, you know, I'm going to certainly focus on this summer, and I look forward to coming into camp to show my improvement.
I would imagine you're tired of being injured in a season. You've in your short career had a lot of.
Yeah, I think you know, I was a little misfortunate. I got sick this year, and you know, I got hurt in practice once. So you know, it was tough at the start of the season to miss those games, and you know, I would have liked to have been playing. And but that being said, I think you know, anytime you're going to be playing you know, a hard physical style of game, injuries are bound to happen, and you know, it's important that you try and limit those. But when you do get injured, it's important that, you know, you take care of yourself and you take care of your body and you make sure that you know, they don't reoccur.
You must be excited for the opportunity though in this organization, and it could be a place for you.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting times for the Winnipeg Jets and their organization. You know, we had a lot of great talents in St. John's, and you know, they have an up-and-coming young team here in Winnipeg, so it's definitely an exciting time to be part of this organization.
What was that playoff run like? What did you learn?
It was a lot of fun. I think you know, anytime you can play into late June and you know, win those games and being the Eastern Conference champions, you know, it was a tremendous feeling. I think, you know, this level of play steps up certainly from the regular season, and you realize just how important every kind of shift is. And you know, we saw it, and we lost three straight games in overtime, and how important, you know, every shift is. They tied one game up with under 2 minutes left. So, you know, you learn those little lessons, and looking back on now, I think it's going to be really important for my future.
Where do you see yourself then, next fall?
I don't think that's up to me. Obviously, I'm going to try my best, and you know, work as hard as I can to make the Jets, but if I'm back in St. John's, you know, I know there's lots of areas in my game that I can improve, and that'll allow me to work and grow on those.
If there was one part of your game you wanted, you would like to show them at camp that you've improved on, what would it be?
I think it's my quickness. I think I want to really improve my first two strides and my explosive skating. I think once I get going, I can keep up with everyone, but you know, it's always been an area that I've always wanted to improve, and you know, I think if I can improve those first two strides and my agility and my tight turns, I think, you know, it will allow me to take my game to the next level.
What was your adjustment to the pro game, to the pace in junior at the start compared to the end of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, I started off the season and I started to feel pretty comfortable, and you know, I got hurt in practice, and then I missed the next eight games, so you know, I felt like it was a slow start. It definitely wasn't something that, you know, that I was hoping for. And, you know, you go from junior to pro, and the depth and the strength and the speed of the game, it steps up that much more. And I think in junior you're able to get by on, you know, taking one or two shifts off a period. And whereas now in pro, you know, everyone's a quality player, and you can't do that, and you have to work that much harder on your one-on-one battles and getting to the net. So I think as the season progressed, I started to find a lot more consistency in my game. I think, you know, it showed. I felt like after Christmas, I started to take my game to another level, and I felt like I started to really improve on how I was as a player.
I guess the nature of the business, isn't it, is that as much as people say there's a spot here waiting for it, you got to go out and grab it, don't you?
Yeah, nothing's given to you, and, you know, there's a lot of quality players in this organization, and, you know, you want to earn that opportunity, and you want to show that you're ready for it. So I think you can't really take anything for granted, and you know, you just have to go out and do your best, and when the, I guess the time's called upon, you have to go out and show that you deserve that spot.
What has Coach McCambridge done for your development personally?
Yeah, I think he's been a tremendous influence on me. You know, early in the season when I was struggling, you know, we had a lot of meetings on different ways to improve my game and different ways to find myself as a pro. And you know, it's definitely a tough transition. You go from living at a billet and, you know, kind of having stuff taken care of for you, and then you're almost out on your own and, you know, living with a couple of roommates. But so you have to kind of grow up a little quicker than some. And I guess you know, he really helped me kind of just see different instances where, you know, maybe I was thinking something where I could have been doing something else. And you know, I thought he was really patient with me, and he gave me a great opportunity this year. And I thought he really helped me this year.
Easy guy to talk to?
Yeah, he's a friendly guy, and you know, he's certainly intense, and he likes his X's and O's. But you know, his door is always open. He's easy to approach, and you know, it's nice having a coach that you feel comfortable going to and asking questions, and you know, he's got your best interests at hand.